News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Warming stations are available to those who need a break from the cold in the Benton Harbor area this week. Benton Harbor Mayor Marcus Mohammed says on his Facebook page, among the places where someone can go to warm up are Keep It Real Ministries on Pipestone, New Bethel Baptist Church on Town Line Road, Brotherhood of All Nations on Emory Street, and Pilgrim Rest Baptist Church on Jackway. Also, First Presbyterian on Morton Hill will have a hot meal at 6 p.m. on Thursday. Anyone who heads to any of those warming stations should give them a call first to find out what's being offered. Meanwhile, Benton Harbor residents are being asked to leave their water dripping as the frigid weather continues. City Manager Darwin Watson says there's been no signs of deep frost, but as a precaution, everyone should allow that small drip of water through Saturday morning to help prevent pipes from freezing. Also, the city asks residents to make sure areas where their plumbing is exposed, like the basement or a crawl space, that it's adequately heated to avoid the possibility of lines freezing. These sub-zero temperatures and icy roads will be the norm for the next few days, and it will be too cold for road salt to work. So AAA's Nancy Kane tells us they are prepared for what's likely to be the coldest weather in a generation tomorrow.
We have extra people in our call centers. We've called in additional staff, and our tow truck drivers are very well prepared because we know these sub-zero temperatures, they're very hard on vehicles. So you want to make sure your battery's in good shape. Keep your gas tank at least half full to avoid that fuel line freeze up.
Kane says it is important to be prepared and to keep boots, hats, gloves, snow scrapers, jumper cables, and a phone charger in your car in case of an emergency. The city of Niles has announced it's closed for tomorrow because of the extremely cold weather. All non-essential city services, that includes Dial-A-Ride, are shut down through at least Thursday. The city manager will decide then whether the city is to remain closed. Emergency and essential services will remain active, including police, fire, and street department crews. The city also urges anyone without functioning heat to go to a local business providing a warming station. Those businesses are Ultra Camp and Michiana Heating and Cooling. Anyone who needs a ride to a warming center should call the Niles Police Department's non-emergency line. Congressman Fred Upton is hopeful another government shutdown can be avoided. The deal last week that reopened the federal government following its more than 30-day partial shutdown was intended to give Congress and the president 3 weeks to address border security. Upton tells us his problem solvers group had considered that possibility.
We talked about this very scenario where we'd have, in essence, a timeout, bring people back to work, allow negotiators to go back at it.
President Trump is still demanding money for a border wall, but Upton says the common ground here is the need for border security in general.
I'm encouraged that at the end of the day, when this process is over in the next week or two, that in fact we can get a deal that not only the president supports, but both sides of the Capitol, Republicans and Democrats, can support as well.
Upton says everyone has seen the damage that can be caused by a shutdown, and it shouldn't be repeated. He also says there's a legislative effort underway to prevent additional shutdowns by automatically renewing funding. We have a new date for Governor Gretchen Whitmer's first State of the State address. It's been scheduled for next Tuesday, February 5th, but that's the same night that U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and President Trump have moved to the State of the Union. So Whitmer will now address a joint session of the legislature and the rest of the state on Tuesday, February 12th. While no details have leaked out, she's expected to lay out her plan as to how the state will pay for road repairs. Congressman Dan Kildee is hoping to move some legislation soon on cleaning up PFAS contamination around the country. And PFAS is a chemical that was found in the drinking water of several Michigan communities this past summer. It's been used in manufacturing and construction processes. Kildee told C-SPAN this week, in many cases, it's the government's fault that PFAS was ever used.
Now we have a responsibility to try to get it out of the environment and to prevent its further introduction into the environment and, of course, deal with the health implications for particularly service members who were exposed to it on military bases.
Kildee says the government should shoulder the cleanup costs in those cases, as for others.
Where there is clear responsibility for an existing commercial entity, maybe a chemical company, that knew of the danger of this and continued to sell it into the marketplace.
Kildee is the co-chair of the House PFAS Task Force. Also serving on the task force is Congressman Fred Upton. A weekend crash in Allegan County claimed the life of a Benton Harbor woman. The Allegan County Sheriff's Department tells us that crash on Sunday killed 25-year-old Kaylin Ann Cole. She'd been eastbound on M89 at 2nd Street in Gun Plains Township around 6:30 p.m. Sunday when she passed some other vehicles by getting into the westbound lane. The police say she wasn't fast enough in getting back into the eastbound lane, and her vehicle was struck. Sheriff's deputies found Cole's injuries to be fatal. A child in a booster seat also suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The crash remains under investigation. The League of Women Voters of Berrien and Cass Counties will host a forum on Berrien County transportation problems next month. President Marilyn Klobuchar tells us public transportation is sorely lacking in the area.
It's such a major, major problem for a lot of people in the county. There is limited public transportation. There are four different systems, bus systems, and they are not coordinated.
Klobuchar says the problem's been known for years, and the Berrien County Board of Commissioners set up a steering committee to look at it.
Studies indicate that this is a major problem in our area economically, and it is a problem for people's health care. It's a problem for their access to education.
Klobuchar says the head of the county steering committee will speak at the forum, which is to take place on February 13th. The League of Women Voters also wants to hear from the public about problems it's had with transportation. The meeting will be at the Consortium Office for Community Development on West Main Street in Benton Harbor, starting at 11:30 a.m. on the 13th. Everyone's invited. WSJM News Now continues with your Hilliard Lions report.
This is Rick Sanders with Hilliard Lions, bringing you a market recap and stocks of local interest for Tuesday, January 29th. U.S. stocks close mixed as investors are keeping an eye on corporate earnings and trade negotiations with China. Crude oil rose as the U.S. put a de facto ban on Venezuelan oil, while the British pound was weaker after lawmakers voted for Prime Minister May to renegotiate Brexit withdrawal agreement with Brussels. The dollar and gold closed higher. Stocks of local interest include American Electric Power up 10 cents at $76.95, Express One down 92 cents at $60.65, J.P. Morgan up 30 cents at $104.18. GE down 3 cents at $8.90, IBM up 6 cents at $134.34, Microsoft down $2.14 at $102.94. Fifth Third down 25 cents at $27.43, Chemical Financial up 41 cents at $45.16. Stryker down 99 cents at $161.01, and Whirlpool up $12.02. And $136.48. For the session, the NASDAQ was down 57 points at 7,028, the S&P 500 down 3 points at 2,640, and the Dow was up 51 points at 24,579. This is Rick Sanders with Hilliard Lyons, member of the New York Stock Exchange, FINRA and SIPC, at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News Now continues. The nation's intelligence chiefs expressed their differences today with President Trump's assessment of some adversaries. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
National security leaders told Congress Iran is not currently undertaking the key activities it would need to produce a nuclear weapon. Though President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the Iran nuclear agreement, it is still in effect, and CIA Director Gina Haspel said,
at the moment, technically, they're in compliance.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats said North Korea is unlikely to give up all of its nuclear stockpiles.
We keep an open eyes and open ears to exactly what's going on.
President Trump is expected to meet next month with Kim Jong-un. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Venezuela's embattled President Nicolas Maduro is seeking to beef up his nation's defense in response to growing tensions with the United States. He spoke before a gathering of troops today and set a new goal of expanding Venezuela's civilian armed militia to 2 million members by mid-April. While President Trump says he has a plan to lower drug costs, pharmaceutical companies are actually raising their prices again this month. ABC's Andy Field tells us Congress now wants to take action.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says rising prescription drug prices are actually risking people's lives.
People are reducing their life savings medicines like insulin to save money. This is unacceptable.
The president pushing laws that would tie U.S. drug prices to lower costs in other nations. Drug company lobbyist campaign contributions helping prevent that. For now, Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
More charges for the alleged Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. A grand jury in Pennsylvania added 13 hate crimes and firearms offenses to the list of charges against the suspect. Online, court records said the suspect had expressed a belief that, quote, Jews are the children of Satan prior to the attack at the Tree of Life synagogue. Before he entered the synagogue, court records show the shooter posted a criticism of the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society and then shot at and shattered a window entering the building and opening fire, killing 11. Crews are going to homeless encampments around Chicago, trying to get people indoors as a bitterly cold temperatures set in. ABC's Ryan Burrow is in Chicago.
Salvation Army spokesperson Nancy Power says they're adding more visits to homeless encampments starting tonight as temperatures dip to 20 degrees below zero.
If we can bring them in before the cold, that would be fabulous. To be able to help somebody make a permanent change is our long-term goal.
The city of Chicago also providing well-being checks across the encampments, offering free rides to warming shelters, and they're deploying warming buses to encampment areas for people who refuse to go to the shelters. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
British lawmakers have passed a non-binding motion calling on the government to rule out leaving the European Union on March 29th without a divorce agreement. Businesses fear economic chaos if Britain crashes out of the bloc without a deal regulating the terms of the divorce. An amendment ruling out a no-deal departure passed 318 to 310 Tuesday night. Concern over a measles outbreak in Washington state now spreading to other states. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Hawaiian health officials are now confirming two cases of measles in Hawaii. They're what are called imported cases, unvaccinated visitors to Hawaii's Big Island who came from Washington state. The family had been exposed to measles in Clark County, Washington, and then traveled to Hawaii. The outbreak has been growing, with most of the cases being in unvaccinated children. The governor of Washington has declared a state of emergency because of the outbreak.
And Black Panther now back on the big screen. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
I waited my entire life for this.
Following its Screen Actors Guild Award for Best Cast, an Oscar nomination for Best Picture, and more, Black Panther is coming back to theaters. It'll return February 1st, just in time for Black History Month, and tickets will be free. Two showings a day for a week at 250 AMC locations, and Disney is donating $1.5 million to the United Negro College Fund. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by ArtFX in Bridgman, eye-catching vehicle wraps, custom signs, logos, and apparel. ArtFXSign.com. They're more than just a sign shop.